And in the culture wars of America and all the discussion of our American politics, sometimes an issue gets buried. That's happened in the last 48 hours in discussions at the Supreme Court of the United States of America on our voting, our districts, our maps, our gerrymandering. Justice Kavanaugh, Paul Sweeney said, extreme partisan gerrymandering is a real problem for our democracy. I'm not going to dispute that. That was noted by everyone reporting at the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's the Supreme Court heard a case on Tuesday about this issue about Maryland and North Carolina. So lots in front of the courts. To help us kind of dig through that, we welcome Kimberly Robinson. Kimberly is a Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter joining us on the phone. So, Kimberly, what is the latest in terms of the Supreme Court's look at gerrymandering?
Well, as you mentioned, this is really an issue that the Supreme Court has been dealing with for several decades. But just yesterday, the justices heard two disputes, one out of Maryland, where Democrats are alleged to have blocked out a Republican legislator and rigged the district lines there so that they could never have a Republican legislator in that district. And another out of North Carolina, where Democrats say that Republicans did the same thing to them, but on a statewide basis. But this is an issue, as I mentioned, that the court has been grappling with for a long time. Just last year, the Supreme Court heard two other cases, and they weren't able to come to a solution. And yesterday, they looked pretty divided as well.
So it's interesting, Kimberly. Why is it seems like gerrymandering and you know, the debate about it and the partisan conflict surrounding it has just gotten more intense over the last several years. Is that true? And if so, why is that?
Well, it does seem like partisan gerrymandering might have something to play in that. And that's because people who criticize partisan gerrymandering say that it takes all of the guesswork out of the general election. That basically, if you're in a Republican district, the Republican is going to win in the general election. And it really pushes all of the questions to the primary elections and tends to get these more polarized candidates. And so that's what critics of partisan gerrymandering say are the effects of it. One thing that we've seen across the country have been these adoption of these independent redistricting commissions, basically trying to take partisanship out or take the legislator out of the process and hopefully take partisanship out of the process. And so that was a concern for some of the justices who thought maybe we should be letting these commissions deal with the problem rather than having the courts do it.
Well, that's right where I wanted to go. Is it a judicial or a legislative decision? And does technology come into it that, unlike, you know, the 19th century or even the 1950s, the new gerrymandering can be fixed by computers?
Well, that's right. And that's really been one big thing that opponents of these partisan gerrymanders have been pushing on. Last year, they said, you know, that gerrymanders from these days are not your grandfather's gerrymanders. And
exactly.
That technology has really increased how specific legislators can get, what kind of characteristics they can find.
Yeah. Kimberly, thank you so much. Kimberly Robinson with us on the Supreme Court on a topic below the radar that really affects every listener of Bloomberg Radio.